Hi, everyone, and welcome to our HP Indigo Live Flexible Packaging webcast. My name is Maya Poleg. I'm the HP Indigo Worldwide Products and Solutions Manager. Over the next few weeks, we'll be hosting a series of webcasts for you, our flexible packaging community, powered by DScoop. Since these days, unfortunately, you can't be here with us, we're inviting you virtually to see our labs and meet our experts here. We're broadcasting today directly from our HP Indigo V12 R&D lab in Israel. You're all invited to take an active part today by asking your questions and posting your comments on the chat. Our experts will be available to answer your questions live. With me here now is Alon Barshani. For those who don't know you, Alon, maybe you can give a few words of introduction.
Hi, Boker Tov, good morning, Maya. My name is Alon Barshani. I'm the general manager of HP Indigo.
Hi. Good. So Alon, maybe you can start by giving us a little bit of your perspective about the crisis and how it's impacting our customers these days.
Sure. I think about it a lot. This is a combination of a health and a personal crisis, and obviously an evolving financial and business crisis. Crisis is all around uncertainty. You know how you enter it, you don't know how you exit it. So on a personal level, I have to say, I have kids that are a little bit older, we live in a nice place, and I also have a lot to do in terms of work, so that keeps me busy. But all in all, to get through a crisis, you need focus and you need some optimism to know that eventually you're going to be behind it. So you have to think, what are you doing the next 2 days, but also where do you want to be in 3 years? That's sort of my approach.
Absolutely, I agree. I think another important aspect here and something that we're seeing from our customers around the world is the sense of community and helping the community. Mm-hmm. And actually our customers are doing amazing things to take their part and do what they can to help and produce face masks, and shields and all
actually,
these types
a crisis
of
brings people together.
Absolutely.
So it's great to see this.
So I want to start off by sharing actually an example of what one of these customers are doing, and that's Mike Dugal from the United States. So let's see what Dugal are doing these days.
My name is Mike Dugal. I'm the CEO of Dugal Visual Solutions here in New York City, more specifically Brooklyn, New York. You're looking at the Dugal greenhouse right now, which today we're assembling face shields at. Today we're going to reach the milestone of shipping out over 500,000 face shields to our first responders. Couldn't be more proud of the team that we have coming in each day to the hottest of hot zones to help our first responders who need this equipment. And I'm proud of our whole print industry who's finding a way to do their part in this most difficult of times to help, whether they're doing packaging, labeling, things that, you know, all these things that people take for granted that are needed in times of crisis for our food, our truck deliveries, everything that we're involved in. And I could not be more proud to be part of our industry and a manufacturer at this time when I think we're reminded that we need manufacturing in all our countries to service the needs like this when it hits. So thank you and God bless and be safe.
Mike is amazing. I mean, you can see the passion, you can see his focus on community, his ability to change course quickly. I visited him and this greenhouse was doing something totally differently, and also the pride in manufacturing. And at the end, printing is a manufacturing industry. It supports a lot of people, a lot of communities around the world, and with all this move to virtual and social media, etc., I still always have a warm place for people like Mike and our customers that are actually out there producing real stuff.
Absolutely. So Alon, I wanted to ask you, where does this crisis meet you on a personal level with your personal life?
Wow, that's a interesting question. I'll say most things are good. The tough part is I have a father who's approaching 95. He's in old age home. We haven't been able to visit him for a few weeks. I just got a note actually an hour ago that from next week we'll be able to visit him physically
yeah,
with all the limitations. So that's very, very exciting. But you know, being born and bred in Israel, you've gone through numerous crises, wars, etc. You look at what my parents' generation went through, all our parents' generations and our grandparents. So you have to keep a sense of proportion. Mm-hmm. I'm an optimist and I always look at the good things here, this sense of community. You have a little bit more time to do things differently, to spend with your family, to spend with yourself, listen to some new music. So I remain optimistic. And how about you? You have a younger family. It's probably a little bit more
Yeah, the days for me are a little bit harder. I have three kids and they're all under 6 years old, so the house is very loud. There's always somebody screaming. And trying to work in between is challenging, but at the end of the day, I get to spend more time with them and find time to reconnect with the kids. So I'm trying to see the good part in this, and I'm like you, I'm an optimist. And
you
I like
to
see
in
the
this
glass
industry.
Half full. Yeah, so overall, I can't complain. And I do agree with you that this really does bring our community together. And speaking of that, I think this is a good opportunity to hear from our own user community, which is DScoop. And DScoop are doing a lot these days, so we can all help each other out. And I'd like to hear from Keith Wilmot, the CEO of DScoop, a little message from them.
Hi, this is Keith Wilmot, CEO of DScoop. I hope this message finds you and your family and friends safe during this unusual time of crisis. At DScoop, we're all about community and the power of a community that connects together to help each other. To help with this global crisis, we've recently launched two specific initiatives that we want to make you aware of. First, recently, we launched a DScoop hotline forum. This forum is open to all members and allows you to ask questions if you have a need for print jobs, if you have extra capacity in your organization. You can reach into this forum and offer help to other members. If you have any personal or business questions that you need to have or want to get connected to anyone in our community, you can use this forum. You'll see on the screen the best ways to reach and access the forum, but we're really excited about the input that we've already received from our members and the impact and the connections that we're able to make through this new hotline forum. Secondly, and I'm really excited about this, we launched a full online virtual education program. This is unprecedented, and it allows all of our members to access everything that we love about DScoop and the education that we would typically get at a live or a live event like an Edge or a local event in a virtual online platform. There's topics of business improvement. There's topics of how to manage supply chain during crisis, like we're dealing with COVID-19. There's educational topics of leadership. And as you'll see on the screen, it's very easy to connect into this education program. We run weekly webinars that'll be outlined on the website of dscoop.com. But this is a full online virtual program that mirrors what we do at DScoop, but available to all of our members through online means. So really excited to share those two things with you. I hope this message finds you safe and healthy, and believe that we will come through this crisis together, and the power of DScoop will help connect you to what's next in our industry. Take care.
It's good seeing Keith on the screen. We had all planned to get together in Orlando for the DScoop annual conference in North America. It was supposed to be a very special one because we actually already shipped some of the new presses to DScoop. And mostly I was looking forward to see our customers live, but you know, this is where we are.
Yeah. So Alon, speaking of customers, I know that you're in touch with a lot of customers these days. What are you hearing from them?
So look, first of all, beyond the business, I've been doing this since 1995. DScoop's been around for a long time. I spend 50% of my time visiting customers around the world, so it's very personal. Many of customers are friends. It's not just business, and sometimes it's tough, but you sort of have this deep trust and caring. So first of all, on a personal level, you just want to hear how's the family doing, how are the employees doing. I would say the business owners primarily are worried about their employees and family, which is natural, but they're also very focused on the business, and you see a broad range of reactions. People in the commercial printing space are actually worried. They're downsizing, hopefully temporarily. They're trying to conserve cash because it's a tough environment. In the label industry, things are going well. And in the flexible packaging industry, we've actually seen an unprecedented boom. And in the last 3 months, the volume of the Indigo customers has grown by over 50%. So people are more worried about how do they meet demand? Where do they secure raw materials? Mm-hmm. How do they serve their customers? Especially since they know they're a vital part of the supply chain. So it's not like you're not supplying something which is nice to have. Mm-hmm. If you can't deliver things on time, you really are hurting the community you serve.
Absolutely. So you mentioned the raw materials and the supply chain. Yeah. So I actually wanted to ask, in light of this growth that you're talking about, how are Indigo going to be ensuring a smooth supply chain through this crisis?
So again, we define ourselves as an essential industry always, and the state of Israel and Singapore, where we do our production, supports this. So even through this crisis, we've been continuously working. Our factories are actually open 24/7. We've moved to work extended shifts and to have gaps between the shifts and all the spacing and masks that we need. The ports are open, so at this time, we see absolutely no impact on our supply chain. And again, all in all, I haven't heard any complaint or any actually concern in the last few weeks our ability to deliver.
Good and reassuring. And actually, it's not just our manufacturing teams, because our R&D teams are also continuing to work in full force, actually even right here in the Indigo V12 lab right next to us. And I'd like to share a short video of what goes on these days in our labs. So let's hear from Golan from our R&D team.
Hi everyone, my name is Golan Landsberg, and I'm the program manager for the V12 and LAPX technology. As you know, we are in the COVID days, and we need to adopt the new working regulations, but our labs are still alive and kicking, as you can see behind me. So the team here is using protection and the right distances, but still working on development and investigation. Let me show you a little bit about our first technology demonstration testbed, call it AYA. Okay, now let me show you the real thing. So, welcome to the V12 lab. Follow me. Well, this is not how it actually looks, but the studio that you see in front of you looked like that before we light it on. This is the real V12 press, and we are super proud to host you here in our home. Welcome.
It's great to see Golan. Maybe an anecdote, Golan, who's managing this immense program over the last 2 weeks, has also been part of a team that came up with the design and execution of an Indigo initiative to supply face shields to hospitals and old age homes around Israel. So we've moved from a thought to actual production of tens of thousands within 3-4 days. And I'm not surprised, because our R&D team is innovative, fast moving, and customer focused. So I want to thank Golan and the team, not just for delivering printing presses, but also for doing the right thing, which is basically what a lot of our customers are doing as well.
Yeah, it makes me personally very, very proud, so it's good to see. So we saw a little bit about how R&D works these days, and we heard about our manufacturing, but our customers are also asking about how social distancing is changing the world of customer service. What's Indigo's approach here?
Look, printing is a very tangible business. It used to be built on relationships. You used to go and meet the print buyer who would do a press check, etc. This has started changing in the commercial space, I would say a little bit less on the packaging side. And we have been trying to educate our customers and the industry that you can leverage the power of the internet today for many things that in the past were impossible. Design, color matching, etc., etc. This holds true for customer support as well. You can do a lot more things today leveraging the power of the internet. All our presses are connected to sensors. We have real-time data. We upload things on the cloud. We do real-time analysis. We compare to the community of presses around the world, and we guide the operator what to do. But I will say, the flexible packaging industry, like many others, is relatively conservative. And to drive change is difficult, because people say, I've been doing this, it's working well, why change? And here comes this crisis, and suddenly it's not social distancing. You actually can't enter some of the sites. And this is where the power of the infrastructure we've built around PrintOS, and specifically Marketplace, which is a virtual capability of downloading knowledge, tools, software, sharing ideas exists. For example, the face shields that Golan and team have designed, we've uploaded all the design and the production files to Marketplace. So any Indigo customer in the world that wants to replicate this doesn't have to invent the wheel. They can go download and do it. But just think, you can do the same for every single application and every single idea that any customer in the world does. So I'm actually thrilled that this change in circumstances is accelerating a change which would have happened anyway, but now it's just moving at the speed of light.
Absolutely. So things are changing in the world of customer service. What about the way we and our customers sell? I'm sure we'll be evolving in this space as well. How do you see our customers adapting here?
I think we need to step back, because when we release a new portfolio, as we have these days, the V12, the 25K, et cetera, basically, we talk a lot about the capabilities, the speeds, the specs, the color management, but how do we come up with these things? We go back to the fundamental mega trends which are driving the industry, starting from the consumer and then moving to the brands, et cetera. And there are many. You know, there's time to market, there is the personalization, there's packaging as an element of marketing and not just something functional. And for me, the most important is sustainability. Mm-hmm. And actually, this crisis, hopefully, will accelerate the awareness. We're seeing like these crazy pictures of the beaches in Thailand with turtles and foxes in the middle of London and wild boars in the middle of Haifa. Mm-hmm. But we are living in a very vulnerable situation, and this crisis hopefully will just accelerate sustainability awareness. And we've spent an immense effort trying to make sure that our presses are designed for sustainability, both in terms of how they produce and what they produce. So these are very, very clear mega trends. And I will also add the fact that our flexible packaging community must leverage the knowledge from the commercial space. We've been doing this for 20 years. You have amazing companies like Simpress, Shutterfly, and others that have created multi-billion dollar businesses based on e-commerce, web to pack, etc. And again, this is something which has started accelerating, and this crisis will move it even faster, I have absolutely no doubt. And therefore, what's important for us is not just the product itself, it's the end-to-end solution and the workflow capabilities.
So you commented on a little bit about this, but just several weeks ago, we introduced our new labels and packaging product portfolio. Maybe you can talk just a minute about that.
So I would say 10 years ago, 95% of the Indigo business was in the commercial space. That was our legacy. Sheet-fed products, it was by far a bigger industry than labels and packaging. In 2008, and this is ironic, just as the previous global crisis started, we launched our Series 3 label press, the 6000. And people didn't really understand what is the need, and can Indigo really meet the very strict demands of color and media and sustainability. The last 10 years for the label industry have been unbelievable. And commercial printing is struggling, frankly. Many of our commercial customers have also moved into labels and packaging. So for me, the portfolio is trying to meet the different needs of the different segments, labels, tubes, sleeves, flexible packaging, folding cartons, etc. And for each, we look at the customer needs, the mega trends, and then we try to leverage our technology in what we call a platform strategy. So we take certain elements and fine-tune the press, but then we work with partners on the workflow, the ink set, the materials, the finishing, and in this case, slitting, lamination, pouch making, to enable our customers to meet the evolving needs of the customers. And again, we have a lot of product names. I don't think that's important, but we do have a range of solutions that enables our customers to serve the brands and ultimately the consumers, levering the power of the Indigo technology and digital in general.
So actually, you know, you're talking about meeting the demands of the brands and the customers. And one of the things that we're seeing these days is actually the time to market. Time to market is becoming increasingly important. So I want to hear a perspective from one of our customers, GoPack in the United States, who've seen increased demands for hand sanitizers these days, like I'm sure many others listening to us today. And they're using their Indigo 20,000 and their eBeam to fulfill orders with a one-day turnaround. I think that's quite amazing. Let's hear more from them.
Well, hello from GoPack. We are producing hand sanitizer packets today. and we have it running on all machines. The HP20,000 digital press, 30 inches wide, is producing roll to roll with flood coat of white. And the e-beam coater here is putting a gloss coating, which the e-beam cross-links the varnish coating, the inks, and the material together, becoming as one, and instantly cures in the electron beam process. And then on the other side of the room there, we have slitting happening, and the rolls will be shipped. So we are able to, with the HP20,000, able to print, coat, and ship in a single day. And that's what's happening today.
You know, I sometimes ask myself, do we really need everything in 24 hours? But in this case, obviously you do. And also looking at the production, it is so clean, it is so organized. You compare this to the traditional way of producing, it's a huge difference, and it's just heartwarming to see how our customers are able to deliver such essential goods in 24 hours. It's great.
Absolutely, absolutely. So Alon, we're right here in the Indigo V12 lab. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can share a few words about this exciting project.
Okay, so the V12 is our Series 6. Indigo has launched several generations through the 2.5 decades that we've been in business, and our strategy is always around a platform, which means that we come up with a technology, which first of all is released with a specific product. Until now, it's always been a sheet-fed commercial press. This mm-hmm. is the first time we're doing something which is a web for the packaging market. This is not by chance. For me, this is the biggest breakthrough in the Indigo technology since the 1993 introduction of technology itself. It's more than 10x faster than what we had at that time. It's a brand new architecture, a lot of technology inside. And I think the fact that we now have an Indigo with all the characteristics of quality, flexibility, sustainability, but running at the speed of Flexo, in this case, of an analog process, is a massive breakthrough. Now, as always, this is a platform that we need to evolve based on customer demands, based on mega trends, but we have designed this not for the next 2 or 3 years, but for the next decade and more. And for me, hopefully, just like the 6000 in 2009 came at a bad time in theory, in the middle of this great mm-hmm. crisis, but accelerated growth immensely. I believe the V12, which we still need to finish development and get some customer testimonials, is going to do exactly the same in the next decade.
I think everyone's really, really curious to see it in action. So let's see a demo from our product manager, Nimrod. Let's take a look at what Nimrod had to say.
Hi, Maya, and hi, everyone. We're extremely excited to be here at the HP Indigo V12 lab, where the future of label printing is being created. So we already heard about the HP Indigo V12 and the new math of label printing that it brings. The new math is all about amazing numbers, like printing at print speeds of up to 120 linear per meter, like having up to 12 inks on press so label converters don't need to stop the press for changeovers, like printing at resolutions of up to 1600 dpi at max speed. Really, really amazing. And how we do all of that? By utilizing the new LEPX print technology. Here behind me, you can see the print engine of the V12. In it, you can clearly see the new architecture of LEPX. It has one big blanket belt, and with it, several imaging engines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Each one of those generate a single color separation, and they all work in parallel. And by that, we can create a full image with up to 6 colors at the full speed of the press. Saying again, 120 linear meters per minute. Part of the technology innovation of LAPX has to do with some of our building blocks. Here, for example, we see our writing head. This is the writing head of Series 3, an amazing piece of technology which is at the heart of the Indigo print quality. But the challenge of using this in LAPX has to do with the size. Think about it. We need to have several of those in a press, 6 actually, and if we would use this, we would end up with a huge press. So what did the R&D team did? They replaces the writing head with this. This is an LED-based writing head, which is a tenth of the size of our current one. And moreover, it offers nearly double the resolution. This will have 1600 DPI as a standard versus 812 in our current heads. And now, let's see the real amazing thing, which is the HP Indigo V12 in action. This is what an HP Indigo running at 120 linear meters per minute looks like. Isn't that beautiful?
Still amazes me.
Yeah.
It still amazes me to see the speed of an Indigo.
Yeah, puts a smile on your face. So Alon, I'm sure our customers are asking, when will the V12 be available, and what are the plans to develop a platform like this for the flexible packaging market?
So actually, in this lab, we have four presses that we just saw running. We're doing integration, tweaking, development. We then need to take it in 2021 for extended beta testing at multiple customers, multiple environments, mm-hmm. and the plan is to release it in 2022 as a robust, mature production press, complementing the existing Indigo portfolio of both mm-hmm. narrow and wide mm-hmm. Web, and living in a world where we believe analog and flexo will still have a role, but this press will take an increasingly big chunk of the pie.
Excellent. So Alon, one final question for you. Maybe you can share a little bit of your own personal take on this crisis and the times to come.
Yeah. So look, for the flexible packaging industry, I think this is an extremely exciting time. I mean, we are in very early days of the movement to analog. Flexible packaging as an industry has been doing relatively well. And that's a great thing, but it also means that there's room for disruption. We've seen companies like EPAC and others disrupting, and their impact has been relatively small. We're something like 0.2%, our customers are 0.2% of the whole market. And we have pretty ambitious plans, and our customers have pretty ambitious plans. I have no doubt this crisis is going to accelerate because the mega trends of time to market, sustainability, consumer behavior, craft brands versus big brands, this is going to move in the favor of digital, in the favor of Indigo. For those customers that will look ahead, have a vision of where they want to be in 4 or 5 years, and take the action now. The business is there. The products are brand new and exciting. The V12 is a label press, but think of the potential longer term, what this can bring to the flexible packaging market. And I would encourage our customers, maybe they have a little bit more time these days, to go deep, to investigate, and to plant the tree now, anticipating where they want to be in 10 years. It's a great time for the flexible packaging industry.
Thank you. Thank you for those words of optimism, Alon. And I want to say thank you for taking
thank
the time to be
much,
with
Laya.
Us today. Good and with that, here. I'd like to move on to our next topic.
Thank you.
So I'd like to spend some time now to talk a little bit more about how our customers in the flexible packaging space and our new product portfolio here. With me here are Yogev Barak and Alon Schnitzer. Guys, can you please introduce yourselves?
Hi, Maya. My name is Yogev Barak. I'm the head of the Indigo product and marketing team. Been doing this for 13 years. Super exciting times introducing the new technology here.
Yeah, and my name is Alon Schnitzer. I'm the global flexible packaging market development manager for HP Indigo for the last 2.5 years. And before I joined Indigo, I used to be sales and account manager for the largest flexible packaging converter in Israel, and also one of the first users of the HP Indigo 20,000. So I also manage the digital department.
And Maya, I think worth mentioning, we both joined Indigo about the same time.
Yeah.
I think at that time we were about as tall as Alon.
We've been shrinking over the years. So Yogev, several weeks ago we unveiled our new product portfolio. Maybe you could give us a quick recap about the investments that we've made here.
Yep, so when we looked at what our customers are asking for, you know, we try to focus on few key technologies that go across the different the different products. And I want to kind of walk through what are the things that we looked at. So we started off with the application range. We always want our customers to be able to do as much as possible with the products they are buying. So different kind of flexible packaging and the ability to extend, do more applications. But we also looked at different elements of productivity, named them few, and we'll talk more about them. Color automation, workflow automation, and very, very importantly for flexible packaging, also sustainability.
Great. So let's talk specifically about flexible packaging and our new press here, the HP Indigo 25K. That's based on our Indigo 20,000. Alon, maybe you could tell us a little bit more about the Indigo 20,000 and the play that it's having in the flexible packaging market.
Definitely. So since 2014, when we first launched the HP Indigo 20,000 digital press, we sold over 250 presses worldwide. And our customers' print volume is growing from 30 to 40% year over year. But I think more importantly is the fact that our inks are actually compliant with FDA and EU food regulations, and also adopted by most of the brands. Mm-hmm. And of course, compliant with, you know, all the lamination and coating methods in the industry.
Great. So a real fit with the flexible packaging needs. Tell me, what kind of customers buy these presses? Maybe you can tell us a little bit more who these kinds of players are.
So we have two main customers that buy the Indigo 20,000. One are the traditional or the traditional flexible packaging converters who are looking at way to increase their business, cater for the requests of the brands for shorter runs, unique applications. And the second one are the entrepreneurs, the co-packers, people who are looking to build their, you know, a greenfield flexible packaging factories out of nowhere, and they're using the 20,000 to kind of, you know, be the basis of the factory that they're building.
Great. So maybe we can talk a little bit more about the first type of players that you were talking about. Why did these kinds of players buy the Indigo 20,000?
So first of all, I think the main values for these kind of customers are actually time to market, mm-hmm. also moving, you know, the short runs to the digital, but also, you know, using variable data and all the advantages of digital printing to make more engaging campaigns for the big brands and for other brands.
So let's actually see one example, our customer Seiku in Japan, and let's see what their CEO Ayashi-san has to say. Hi, Ayashi-san.
皆さんこんにちは。株式会社セイコーの林でございます。今日は金曜日の朝8時半、大阪は雨です。さて今回の新型コロナウイルスの影響で世界中が混乱しています。そして日本も例外ではありません。そしてまた私の会社も同様です。しかしながら私はこの問題とビジネスを切り離して考えています。 なぜならば現段階で私の会社ではテレワークの推奨にとどまっていて、工場は平常通り稼働しています。で、むしろポジティブに捉えているところもあります。なぜかと言いますと、昨年末までマイクロプラスチックスによる海洋汚染の問題がかなり大きく取り沙汰されていたんですが、今回の新型コロナウイルスの影響で 食品加工メーカーさんがフィルムパッケージの新たな必要性というところを十分認識してくれたなと思っています。で、また私自身ミッションがあって、世界で最も薄いパッケージで食品の安心と安全を保証するっていうことをモットーにしてたんですけども、そこにスポットライトが当たった形だなと思っています。 そしてまたこんな時だからこそね、インディゴデジタル印刷を使って、パッケージがワクワクの源泉になるようになればなと思っています。本当に今回の新型コロナの問題が早く終焉してみんなと会えることを本当に楽しみにしています。さよなら。
Thank you, Ayashi-san. And Seiko are actually one of the early adopters of the Indigo 20,000.
Yeah, definitely. And like them, we have many others. At the first years, we saw mostly conventional FP flexible packaging players entering and adding digital capabilities. For example, Ultimate Digital from UK, Uni Packaging from France, and other companies from the top 20 converters in flexible packaging. And also another example is Camargo from Brazil, mm-hmm. another conventional flexible packaging converter. They did amazing campaigns with largest brands such as Mondelez, with personalized sachets, etc., etc., and also Hershey's, and amazing campaigns as well.
So if you already mentioned Hershey's, let's actually see what the Hershey campaign looked like. Let's take a look.
Her, she noticed they're in our name. Sometimes they're really close and we don't see them. Incredible women who draw, sing, write, express what they feel. On the International Women's Day, these are not commemorative packages. They are an exhibition. Must be one of them. Send us your work.
What a beautiful campaign. This was done for Women's Day and really, really very inspiring for me. So Yogev, I want to move on. I want to talk about the second type of customers that you were mentioning before, these digital disruptors that are doing these greenfield businesses. Can you talk a little bit more about them?
Yeah, so these are smaller companies. They typically, again, start maybe even from greenfield. They have small footprint. They work fast. They cater to smaller brands, many times local brands. They have very, very short time to market. They deliver some many times in days or even, 10, 15 days. And they really keep a small and nitty kind of operation.
Maybe you can give us an example.
So a great example is, of course, EPAC. They've been founded like 4 years ago. They build the smaller factories, 20, 30 people, one or two Indigo presses in them. Before the end of this year, they're going to have more than 50 Indigo 20,000s in their factories. And they're moving very, very fast. They started in the US, they went to the UK. Now they're expanding in Asia. So really an amazing success story.
Yeah, really amazing and impressive growth. And I think maybe we should see a short clip about, EPAC's offering and the way that they position it. So let's see that.
We focus on endurance athletes primarily, or people that are doing endurance activities. And what we're seeing as a trend is that people are looking for cleaner ingredients, products that don't have a lot of junk in them. My job as the marketing person is to tell a story about the brand. When we rebranded last year, we started with the packaging, which is where EPAC came in. And what we didn't actually expect is that this digital printing and this solution has become the biggest marketing effort that we have.
Plates were a very limiting factor to be able to do the creative that we wanted to do. There's an issue with registration and keeping the plates clean, and that those colors ended up bleeding together.
EPAC has reduced our turnaround time on pouches and film by over 50% compared to traditional printing. It's allowed us to change packaging, to make little tweaks along the way that don't carry plate changes, and we can still hit our deadlines. Now there's a complete story that's told. The packaging just looks great. It stands out above everything else.
As soon as that packaging got put out on the shelf with all the packages together, it made us look bigger and more trusted and just more sophisticated than everybody else. The colors that we were able to pull off with the HP Indigo printer and EPAC are really, really close to the real fruit colors. It helps us tell the story of being good for them and a really clean product.
Wonderful. So Alon, maybe you can give us another example of what we call a digital disruptor?
Yeah, of course. So about a year ago, I visited our customer, Nano Gruppe, from Mexico. And I was amazed because it's such a small footprint, and it has only one HP Indigo 20,000, one ABG Digicon 3000, a slitter and a pouch machine, and less than 30 employees. And that keeps him very agile. So in fact, he's delivering jobs from 5 to 10 days. Of mm-hmm. course, sometimes when needed, even less.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. So let's actually see what Carlos Gonzalez, general manager of Nano Gruppe, has to share with us. Let's take a look.
Hello, everybody. My name is Carlos Gonzalez, general manager of Nano Gruppe, Our company is focusing on producing flexible film, mainly for food applications. As we all know, we are going through a difficult sanitary situation, and most of the governments are asking the people to stay at home. This current situation is affecting us in an apparently positive way. We are receiving more and more urgent orders from different customers, especially those that produce fully cooked products, ready meals, sliced ham, cereal for breakfast, and so on. These are examples of the customers that we have. This is a ready meal product, a fully cooked product, cereal for breakfast. Our customers know that we are a dedicated and specialized digital printers using HP Indigo technology, which allow us to deliver material in a very short period of time. This is critical for these uncertain days. We are taking strict sanitary measurements in our plants. We already have an FSCC 22000 certification, but we're increasing the observation of constant hand washing in the personnel at least every 2 hours. Also, they use an alcohol gel, face mask, and also different equipment for sanitation and transportation. HP has given us a very good service, making sure that we have the proper inventory on time so we can serve our customers during these special situations. Thanks for your attention.
Thank you. So I want to move on and talk a little bit about sustainability for a minute. It's a huge concern, obviously, in the flexible packaging space, and everyone's moving to produce more recyclable and compostable products, but that's not enough. There's much bigger concerns out there with the amount of waste, the CO2 emissions, and the end-to-end production environmental footprint. And digital printing actually addresses those concerns in a much better way than analog equipment. And a great example of a customer that really focuses on this area is Rootree in Canada. Let's hear a little bit from them.
I think packaging should be synonymous with sustainability. So much on the news about plastic waste, everybody is trying to put a green stamp on something. But I think that there is a tremendous amount of improvements to be made. This industry needs a reform.
It's never been more important for everyone to start learning, making changes, and becoming more responsible. At Rootree, sustainability describes more than just our packaging. It's the way we work, the way we live, and everything we do.
We are at heart farmers, so we grow microgreens. We are all nutritionists, so we also have a family restaurant. If we are going to truly stand for sustainability, then we feel that everybody's health should be elevated.
With such a strong foundation and partnership with HP Indigo, I believe that we have the ultimate recipe for what packaging is going to be in the future. Rootree's use HP Indigo 20000 digital printing press to really help us grow our sustainable packaging business. There is just this vast number of tools made available to us to create outstanding print and therefore outstanding packaging. It just allows us to grow at a rapid pace, take on a lot of new accounts.
Converting customers to digital, converting them to sustainable, HP Indigo Electro Inks all play a part of that, getting us closer to where we can say, hey, this is truly a compostable pouch. In HP Pack Ready Lamination, you're not dealing with solvents, you're dealing with thermal active films, creating maybe 15% of the waste that would be created on the traditional solvent-based lamination. So the waste, if you compare it to anything else, is tremendously different, and that speaks very loudly for sustainability.
By 2021, 90% of the products we'll produce are going to be truly sustainable options, truly recyclable options, truly compostable options.
But with HP Indigo behind us, we feel we have that much more resources, ability to create the impact that we want to create.
Yeah. So Maya, definitely would be a very unique customer because they actually started as a co-packers and slowly they brought the HP Indigo 20,000 and they were the first customer of the pack ready lamination, the beta and the first customer of the pack ready lamination. And that allowed them to reduce the lead time and all the processes. And until today, when they are actually a one-stop shop, allowing customers also design team and every step of the process that you need. So basically, they are fulfilling the needs of small and craft brands.
Really are disruptive. So actually, another type of these digital disruptors that we're talking about are actually label converters that are diversifying into flexible packaging. One of these customers is Backpack, the new flexible packaging division of Baker Labels of the UK. So let's see what Steve Baker has to say.
Hi, everyone. My name's Steve Baker. My company is Baker Self-Adhesive Labels. We've been involved with digital printing for over 15 years now, and we're always looking for the next opportunity. We had noticed that the self-adhesive label market, the short-run self-adhesive label market, was starting to get a little bit crowded. We're still doing very well in it because we've invested heavily in embellishment side of things, but we're always looking for the next opportunity. Several conversations that I've heard recently or over the past sort of year, 2 years, regarding digital Flexpack were exactly the same as the conversations that I've been hearing over 15 years ago regarding self-adhesive labels. The big Flexpack guys were saying, you know, those sort of runs just don't exist, short runs don't exist in the Flexpack market. There's no need for that amount of SKUs. The presses are too slow and it's too expensive. Hearing something that you heard 15 years ago and seeing that there was a good business opportunity then led me to start believing that this could be an opportunity for bakers. We now have a fully dedicated Flexpack division called Backpack. We only launched this in January this year, but already the signs are very promising. The quality of the work that is being produced is outstanding. All the Flexpack guys that we've shown it to have been very impressed. The quality of the pouches is superb. The setup times on the pouch maker is great. The setup times on the Indigo is superb. Fast lamination, being able to turn jobs around literally in a matter of hours should we need to do so, is a fantastic advantage in the marketplace. So we see this as a good positive sign. Obviously the situation that the world finds itself in at the moment is sort of put a bit of a break on this at the moment, but we are still producing. There is still opportunity out there, and so we're very pleased that we got involved with this side of it, and we see it as a real future boost for our business. Thanks very much.
Thank you. And yeah, we're seeing more and more of these types of customers who basically are leveraging their digital expertise and branching out.
Yeah, so we see the label converters, you see OEM manufacturers, co-packers. We actually had a customer recently from China that is a cylinder maker and actually bought a 20,000 to also work with his customers on short run flexible packaging. So actually this taking off. Yeah.
Excellent. Good. So thank you, Yugev. So we talked about the digital transformation in the flexible packaging market, and we talked about the different players who are active here. And with that, I'd like to move on to our next topic. I'd like to focus now a little bit more about the new HP Indigo 25K, which is based on a 20,000 press. Yogev, maybe you can tell us a little bit more about that press.
Yes, so we have more than 250 Indigo 20,000 in the market, and the Indigo 25K is based on that press. It actually improves it in quite a few areas. Primarily, it adds the Spotmaster capability for very fast and accurate color calibration. It adds significant reduces waste in production. It has a much stronger rip with a new DFE and many, many more improvements.
So I think best is just to see it in action in the lab, get a demo with our product manager, Kobe. So let's take a look at that.
Hi everyone, I'm Kobe Mesika. It's such a shame that you cannot be with us here today, but we're really excited to share with you the news for the flexible packaging industry. We are really excited presenting you today the new HP Indigo 25K digital press. Take a look at this elegant new industrial design. As you can see, the new HP Indigo 25K is based on the HP Indigo 20,000 fundamentals. By the way, the Corona is still inside. So why we are so excited about this new press? Well, it will increase our customer TCO with 25% increase in short run productivity and less waste. You wonder how? Well, we focus on three key areas. The first one is color automation. The second is sustainability. And the third is workflow and automation. Let's start with our top innovation, Spotmaster. A new patent algorithm brings the fastest time to color in the industry. With these features, our customer will be able to meet spot colors in less than 3 minutes, less than 3 meter waste, and achieve delta E accuracy of less than one. Let's continue with sustainability. Sustainability is a very complex topic. We in HP Indigo believe that it all starts with responsibility. Our goal is that our presses will enable our customer print sustainable packages with minimal waste during setup, make ready, and printing time. With the new HP Indigo 25K, we have 95% less waste on daily operations. Daily operations like consumable replacement. We used to waste 16 meters, and now the waste is 30 centimeters. You can see it yourself. An additional new feature is the enhanced frame utilization. Here, we unified two internal IMARCs, the continuous color calibration and the continuous scaling calibration into one side. So our customer will be able to print more labels or packages within one frame with less waste. There are more new features such as two white inks on press, high concentrated ink, new inline slitter for pressure-sensitive label, but we are running out of time. Last but not least, workflow and automation. There are many news around here. Where should we start? Let's start with the HP Indigo Production Pro. Every new HP Indigo 25K digital press must include new HP Indigo Production Pro, so it can benefit from Spotmaster and from faster rip. So, to sum up, the new HP Indigo 25K digital press will enable our customer to produce more with less. We really hope that you enjoyed this virtual demo and that you are excited like us. Hope to see you really soon at Interpack 2020. It's really close, guys. Let's see you there. Bye!
Thanks, Kobe. Not really Interpack 2020, but
soon after,
yes. So one of the points that Kobe mentioned really caught my eye, the Indigo Spotmaster. Yogev, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so Indigo Spotmaster is actually a new color architecture we've built in our presses. Actually, it goes across all our label and packaging presses, and it's basically a way to capture color or to hit spot color in a super fast way and then maintain it through the run. Record the values of the Spotmaster of the spot colors through the run, and also report them at the end of the day. So you both have the ability to do SPC, but also report their results to the brands if you wish so. And I think better, instead of me explaining, is actually to hear Aviram, our color product manager, to explain the feature.
Okay, so let's take a look.
My name is Aviram. I'm the Color Solution Product Manager, and we're going to show you the next generation of Indigo's color automation. We call it Spotmaster, and it's the industry's fastest time to color. Now, matching color fast is critical for short-run productivity. And with HP Indigo Spotmaster, you will be able to reach the color you want in zero time. Keep it consistent from the first label to the last, and all with minimal waste. Spotmaster is going to be available for all the labels and packaging platforms, starting with the 25K and 35K. The goal of this demo is simply show you how it works. But before we start, I will need your help. I would like you to pick randomly three colors from the point of sale behind me. Is that good? Okay, great. What about this one? Is that okay? Great. And another one? Okay. Now, I just want you to know that these colors are actually Pantone chips not printed on HP Indigo presses. By the way, this is Vladi. Now, while we are talking, our dear Vladi is going to measure each one of those pontons and get their LAB values into the system. Now, as you can see, each ponton gets its own LAB values. Of course, we can get those values directly and automatically from the DFE. Now, what's going to happen right now is that Vladi is going to start the wizard, so please time us. To make it easier, let's wait to see how it actually works. The inline spectrophotometer goes back and forth, scanning each one of the patches. It could take us 2 to 3 iterations. Notice that this is very fast and happens all on the press using the inline spectrophotometer. Once done, the press is automatically printing a proof with the updated values. Let's see what we actually got. Now, what I will need is you to come and approve the colors. What do you think about Panton 1, 2, 3? Great. Amazing accuracy. Now let's look at the actual measurements. Close to perfect match. So to encapsulate what we just saw, we have perfect accuracy in less than 3 meters of waste, less than 5 minutes, and only 3 iterations.
Thanks, Avil. So one more question here. We know that good presses are not enough and that digital flexible packaging requires a digital mindset and the right tooling. What do HP Indigo have in that space?
Yeah, so based on our years of experience, we understood that producing digital flexible packaging actually requires the right mindset and, of course, the right tooling. So we actually created an ecosystem with most of the leading vendors and partners, as you can see on the slide right now. So basically, it's a turnkey solution that allows you to build your own pouch factory with printing, lamination and coating, slitting, and even pouch making solutions. And also, of course, workflow and pre-press automation provided by us. So basically, every customer or any entrepreneur can build his own pouch factory. And I'm very excited about the latest joint partner, which is, of course, Nord Mechanica, the world leading vendor for solventless and coating. So this is definitely an important move for us.
Excellent. Yeah, and that's definitely a topic we're going to talk about in depth in our next session, as we actually need to wrap up our show for today. So I actually want to thank you, Yogev and Alon, for being with us today. I want to recap. We spoke a little bit about what's going on in the market today. We met some of our customers and talked about the new HP Indigo 25K. In our next session, we'll cover how our customers are leveraging the Indigo presses to get double-digit profitable business. We'll talk about the solutions that HP Indigo offers with the digital pouch factory that Alon just mentioned. We invite you to keep asking your questions at hpindigolive@hp.com, and we'll continue to answer them. Thank you for being with us. Stay safe and healthy, and we hope to see you again soon.